Yeah, so Florida was terrific. It really was. Florida was the way it should be, I guess. Businesses are open and people are out and, you know, we were having social time. People were being smart about their social distancing if they needed to, and masks were appropriate. Like I said, though, not on the airplanes, packed in there. The social distance was about 18 inches. Chelsea Murphy knows a lot about the state of Florida. She is the director of the Florida for Right on Crime. Chelsea, welcome to it.
Thank you so much for having me. And yes, Florida was how it always usually is around here. So it was great to be open for business and great to be open for CPAC.
Absolutely. And the Hyatt, good for them to say, listen, we're here to facilitate get-togethers, because the left tried to shut them down, of course. They said, no, we're doing what we do. This is we run a hospitality company. And I thought that was an appropriate response without getting too far into the weeds. I thought they did nicely. Now, you're the director of the Right on Crime, so criminal justice reform is a place you spend a good portion of your time. Where are we on that? We were doing so well, it seemed. The First Step Act and different approaches by the Trump administration, and now it seems like I don't know where we're going. What's your take on it?
Well, you know, I think it's an interesting time. Day before yesterday, there was a great panel, and somebody brought up, you know, that basically the First Step Act was a bit of, you know, we all knew it was a first step, and that's just the beginning. And so now this administration, for all that they've said that they were going to be and going to do, I think this is a time now more than ever, then let's show us. Show us what that you are for those, you know, that don't have voices. Show us that you're going to do that. And you know, unfortunately, I feel like a lot of people have said that the left has been pushing the criminal justice reform movement for all of these years, and quite honestly, I think it's been the right that's been pushing that. And please let me also say that it is a bipartisan issue to get a lot of these things done, because Lord knows President Trump couldn't have gotten that done without bipartisan support. But I think that the right has been leading this kind of stuff, and so, you know, shoot, we could think back to the days of, you know, when Biden was in office, he had plenty of time to work on these kind of issues. And in fact, he went the opposite direction. And so I really hope that we get an opportunity to continue doing the great work that was done under President Trump and to go forward. And you know what, at the end of the day, as long as we get something done, that's what's important. But I sure hope that they take this time and use it wisely.
I hope you're right. Even folks like Van Jones, far-left commentator, everybody knows that, he supports the First Step Act. He's a big proponent of the First Step Act and has actually applauded former President Trump for what he did with the First Step Act. So it does bring people together from very different political backgrounds, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know what, the criminal justice system, it doesn't, you know, although, you know, it we have some racial discrepancies within it, but it doesn't change. So, you know, there's plenty of people that have been affected by the criminal justice system. I'm fortunate enough that I came from a very nice family and that were able to afford to help me out, but I got in trouble when I was 20. But for the grace of God and but for my family, I was able to get out of that kind of situation. And I think that, you know, everyone is about 15 seconds, you know, away from a dumb decision. I heard that this weekend, and I think it's a great line. Man. And people who are desperate are 3 seconds away. And so we never know until we're put in that kind of situation. And so it does affect everybody in some capacity.
I'm not sure when I was 20 years old, Chelsea, if I was that far away. 15 seconds seems like
exactly.
I mean, in fairness, young men, well, they make dumb decisions even later than women, I believe, on average, you know.
I don't know how it is in Michigan, but in Florida, I believe, so your car insurance at the age of 25, it goes down for everyone. But I think for boys, it goes up a little bit. They have to wait a little bit longer. So females actually, their rates drop for their car insurance.
Well, that's weird. I thought there was no difference between the genders. But that's a story for a different
day. Yeah, who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Yeah, that's a story for a different day. But there's no question. Bad decisions can happen to all sorts of folks. And some extra leniency, some abilities to get people out, like people being sent to prison for life, as we know. The president said this can't happen, President Trump, that is. So then the question is, as you laid out quite nicely, where do we go next? What's the next step? How do we make sure that we have And I'm not looking for equity. I don't like that word. I want equality in sentencing. I want equal justice under the law. I don't want one group of people to face a different set of penalties than another group of people. I think there should be equality under the law. Lady Justice is supposed to be blind, yes?
I think it should. I think that, unfortunately, though, and this is a line I love to use, but it's become a legal system and not a justice system. And somewhere along the line, that switched, and we need to go back to that. And I think that, you know, 99.9, but most folks that are going into prison are going to come back out. Do we want them to be productive? Do we want them to be good citizens that are not going to reoffend again? That's what we were wanting to do. And the only way to make sure that happens is that we invest. And I'm not necessarily just speaking about monetary, which obviously that happens, but we need to make sure that we're giving proper programming, giving folks an opportunity that while they're incarcerated, that they do stuff to better prepare themselves, you know, to work on family issues, to work on mental health issues, work on all of those things. When we come back out, we're going to be better for it. And I think that, you know, that should hopefully, you know, start stopping more recidivism.
We have to make sure that they have an opportunity. If they continue to reoffend, that's on them. If we give them no opportunity to reconnect to society and have an opportunity to pursue a life of, you know, reasonable success, then that's on us. I mean, I agree that there's some requirement for us to make sure that they can have a shot at the American dream, if you will, depending on how grievous, of course, their first
mistake
or second mistake
was. Let me be very clear. There are some folks that are just bad people, inherently bad people,
that's
and you're
right.
not going to be able to change that. And there's that is where a prison is for people that we are afraid of and not mad at. And I think that that's really been the sticking point, I think, between the left and right is, you know, some are just let everybody out. And I think that, you know, in order to do this, we have to be mindful of public safety, mindful
of... So let me ask you about something here. Let me ask you about one of these things that's been quite popular here recently on the left and not so popular on the right, and that is the idea of cash bonds being eliminated altogether. So basically, in New York City, you get charged with something, you're in, you're out, you don't pay anything, maybe you show up for your court date, maybe you don't. What about that in criminal justice reform?
That's an interesting question. I think that, you know, it's proven that the monetary bond isn't necessarily going to make or break somebody coming back. I think that's what's important to be doing is assessing a pretrial assessment prior to letting somebody out. I think that we need to be making sure that we're screening these folks as opposed to just a one size fits all, you know, let them all out. But, you know, the idea that a bond amount, so I can be a murderer, and if I've got enough money to set my bond, I can get on out. But yet, you know, I'm someone with a drug habit. I've, you know, have no money, no family, no nothing. I've got to sit and rot away for the next, you know, till my trial. So that to me doesn't make sense.
I think there's a conversation to be had there. I think that just having no cash bail for anybody doesn't make a lot of sense either. So I think that there's a discussion to be had. And I think it's a good one that we've started here today. Chelsea Murphy, State Director for Florida for the Right on Crime Initiative. And Chelsea, I look forward to speaking to you again sometime soon.
Yes, thanks so much for having me. Have a good one.
Enjoy the free state of Florida. I did. Greatly appreciate
it. Will
do. All right, after the break, my interview with Senator Ted Cruz, our first stop and taking a look at CPAC and the conversations I had there. Don't go anywhere. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.